Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
All the learning should be as chos for the neshama. For this neshama, everything's hashkach, everything's exact. A yid had a levaya nearby and came by. It should be as chos the limud ha-Torah. A yid's a ref. A yid's a ref and an ump and a coach for children. A yid's a big thing. And somebody's refing to, that kid should have a good game and a fair game. That somebody's coaching, that people should enjoy your game. It's a very big thing. It's a very big thing. I went out with some of the guys. We were talking about the team. It's not my avoider right now. It's not what I feel. If that was the time, I would become a coach for the team. I would spend my life like to help people, the next person have a good time, and enjoy and grow is a big thing. So you hear a yid who like was sensitive and helped people coach children, ref children's game is a sensitive soul. If anybody knows the Zimuns, this yid who came here, Mr. Zimun, a remarkable yid, remarkable. Every Waterbury event in the proximity of Baltimore, he's there. He's always sitting in the front. The second we start singing, he's crying. He's like, the second we start singing, love singing with the chevra. So just any limud ha-Torah we learn now should be an ilui for this yid, this pressure. It should be a schus for the whole zimun mishpacha. It should be a schus for the whole family. I wanted to welcome Raibash is here. I'm going to talk about Raibash is a friend of mine. Our daughters are friends. We're friends. He's somebody who he comes here to plug in, but I meet him. I plug into him. He's a chassidish yid. I want to talk about chassidus today. I don't want the guys to use we're chassidish yeshiva. I want to explain it to the chevra. I sat with a bachur this morning. He sat for a while, and he looks at it. He looks at his family was very chassidish. His father grew up as Zayda, as a shtreimel. The whole he looks at it. He's moved from chassidus. I promise you, to say lies from me, so don't believe anything I say. I promise you, he's moved closer to chassidus. His mamish taking, it's a sugya, and chassidus, where chassidus is in chassidish is a sugya. It's a normal thing. Whenever you institutionalize something, you have to find the thing in the institution. It gets, chassidus was a space that wasn't into externals. Chassidus was a space that included people, that was very inclusive. But I want to nail one aspect of chassidus today, and I see this in my friend Rav Bash a lot. I want to share this with the chevra. I want to share something with the chevra. We're going to get to it in a minute. I want to welcome as well Rav Levi brought us. Rav Levi brought, he brought himself and his son David is here. Where is David? David's bar mitzvah. Where's David? In 5 weeks, a bar mitzvah? Yeah. David, Simchas, bar mitzvahs, my kid's bar mitzvah. A bar mitzvah is like a huge thing. It's Be'ezus Hashem, everybody here will have the opportunity to bring your son to the bar mitzvah, to that stage, to that age. It's a crazy thing. Your son is chayiv in mitzvahs. Your son is part of the kehillah. Your son brings pashut, he brings the shechina. He's the tenth. I remember when Yosef, we had 9 people. I love the moment the 10th man comes into shul. He brought the Shechina here. Like you could experience. I remember when Yosef Stein brought the Shechina. Like it's a moment. It's a big zach. A guy comes and there's the Shechina here. There's posh, more, the Shechina is always, but you can access the Shechina in a much deeper way. A bar mitzvah is like a very sensitive and big, very precious simcha. Mm-hmm. Maybe in a person's life, putting tefillin, everybody has different menhagim. David, when do you put on tefillin? Boba Yom, that day. Different people have different customs. If they put on before, some a month before, some a few months, some a few days, some that day. From the greatest days in a person's life is their children putting on tefillin. It's something that's magnificent. We was Zeichem, Rai Russ, his son, put on tefillin. My father came here. to see Doris, his tata, Rabbi Russ with Max, with the Zayda with Max. It was a very precious day. So it's a schuss for us that a bar mitzvah bacher headed to bar mitzvah is here. David, it's an honor you're here. We appreciate, I appreciate your friendship with your father a lot. I thank him for the donuts he brought, but even more that he brought a bar mitzvah here, he brought his son, and that he came here is appreciated. I want to share with the chevra the following kasha. Yoel, you didn't get a donut yet?
I did. I said thank you for the donut.
Thanks. Say thank you, please.
Thank you so much for the donut.
Excellent. Ah, yeah. I love you, Yoel. I love you. I love you. First of gratitude. He's not a pretend guy. I like that a lot. I like that a lot. Yeah. You're a really good person. Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah. That was cool. That was cool. Gratitude's like a beautiful space. We headed to Hanukkah, day of gratitude. That like felt good. Guys, like grateful. That felt good. That the donut's eternal from that. A donut. Bemis, you feel. Thank you. We like somebody brought donuts. Like a polite cheers. Like who brought the donuts? That's mom. That's life. Who brought the donuts?
Nice.
Thank you, Yoel. Thank you.
Make a song.
You're going to hear what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you, Yoel. I'm talking about Rai Silverman. If you understand the yeshiva, I want to talk about Daniel's Rabbi Rai Silverman. I want to talk about the yeshiva. I want to talk about what Chassidus is, Yechiel. I want to give over a big inyan of Chassidus. There was a conversation this morning between my good friend Azriel and Reb Aron. You had a conversation that was elite. You nailed something bothered Azriel. If you bothered, be bothered. And he was bothered by something that was said, so I don't like that. And what he asked is Mamish Sfas Emes and Chassidus 101. I want to tell you what you were bothered by is the sugi of this whole yeshiva, if I could share it with you. Because that question, the yeshiva was made for a guy to, a speaker was supposed to say that. I was only frustrated, more guys weren't upset, but he was very zoned and he got upset, and then Torah was learned. So let's go like this. The Sfas Emes asked the following kasha m'chol. And when the Sfas Emes asked yearly, this was a kasha he was bothered by yearly. I've spoken this out to the chevra. The Sfas Emes is not saying vartim, like he had a kasha 1 year if you want to say pshat, and another year if you know, it was like Ishmak, a different shalashudas. Last year I said this, this year. The Sfas Emes, a kasha is energy. A kasha's, it's upsetting. There's a question, there's something strange. It's energy, and when the question went through the Sfas Emes 1 year, it produced a certain emes. It produced a certain connection to Hashem. The next year, the Sfas Emes had a year of things happened. He didn't like say last year's vart. He wasn't looking to say a new vart or the same vart. The Sfas Emes again like felt the question. It was like, and then some things came out. So the question is Sfas Emes. Many years was like troubled by, and much Torah was learned. Much Kirvus Hashem came from the following question. Hashem promises Yaakov Avinu that things are going to be safe. Hashem guarantees Yaakov Avinu in his travels. Hashem Pashut promises Yaakov Avinu that things are going to be dandy. He's going with that promise of Hashem. Hashem had told him, Mamish had told him, you can't get a better guarantee in the world. Hashem told Yaakov Avinu, he had run away from Esav, his brother, and he had run away, and Hashem told him, you're going to return home in peace, whole and safe. A guarantee from God, no better guarantee in the world. Esav then is approaching at the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, and the Pasuk says something wild. Chazal asks the Kasha. The Pasuk says, Vayira Yaakov Ma'oid. Yaakov Avinu was very afraid. Vayetzer loy, and he had pain. He was afraid and pained. Afraid and pained? He had the greatest guarantee in the world. Hashem told him everything's going to be fine. How could he be afraid? Vayira Yaakov Ma'oid, a lot. He was frightened. Frightened. He had a guarantee from Hashem. This is a question of friction. Chazal asked this question. There's not from, I'm only quoting the Sfas Emes. Now you're getting, I have a friend He lives in South Africa. His name is Rabbi Yonason Hope. He's a brilliant Yid. His mishpacha is a glorious family in South Africa. My wife and I was zeichet to bond with this holy family. They're like big, big Yidden. You would meet them, you'd lose your mind. Mamish, big Yidden. Rabbi Yonason Hope, his wife, his children, Apella, South Africa. They live in South Africa. Big, big Yidden. Rabbi Yonason Hope taught me this Svasemis. I learned it with my family last night. I sat with my family and we learned the Svasemis together. I want to share it with you, but again, the Svasemis is learning Chazal. We're learning the Svasemis through Rabbi Yonason Hope. Svasemis is very brief. He talks brief. So Rabbi Yonason Hope opened my eyes and I'm giving my understanding of Rabbi Yonason. So we're just all trying to connect to the words, to understand Hashem in his Torah. So we have a friction here. Hashem promised Yaakov Avinu it's going to be safe. He promised him, you're going to get home safe. And the Torah says, Esav's coming, and Yaakov's frightened. Hello, where's your emunah? Where's your emunah? It's a kasha. Yaakov Avinu, Bechir HaAvos, the greatest of the Avos. Perhaps it's fair to say the greatest person who ever lived. Perhaps Avram Avinu. But Yaakov, comes from Avram Avinu, who's based, brought to perfection what he got from Avram. Yaakov Avinu, it says on Hashem's Pashan, and Hashem's Aron, is like a picture of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu. And he's afraid. Vayira Yaakov might, he's afraid. With the promise from God, it's going to be safe. I would think, the Svasemis is asking, I would think he would just be whistling. Emunah. A guy, a friend of mine, asked his friend, how are you feeling? His friend was sick. He said, how are you feeling? He gave a response that's the opposite of Chassidus. See, it's not on this world. He gave a response that's tragic. Many lives were killed on this response. It's the opposite of Waterbury. Many lives died on this response. He said back exactly the way God wants me to feel. I don't think to a friend, I'd much rather, if I text the guy, how you feel, I'd much rather he says, shut up, Daniel. Then he says, Rebbe, exactly how God wants me to feel. That answer is the fear in that answer, the denial of Hashem's world. There's no point of a world. There's no point of mamish. I want to explain that comment, how you feel, exactly how God wants me to feel. I promised my friend Azriel would never like that. This morning there was a discussion. Somebody said a maisa from the Kotzker. Beautiful story from the Kotzker. The Rebbe, the Kotzker Rebbe. That in his, a guy came to the shul and told the Yidden that far away, that in, the Yidden had businesses in the business section. And he said they didn't have the information. We didn't have ways of getting information. A guy came to shul and said to the Yidden, your business is burnt down. The business section where the Yidden had businesses of a big fire. He said, I don't know how to tell you this. And the Yid fainted 3 times. He couldn't manage. So the Kotzker goes up to the Yid. He kept fainting. The Yid's whole business. It was death for him and his family. Crazy. So he fainted 3 times. So the Kotzker told him, your business didn't burn down. Yours didn't. After Shabbos, they check. All the businesses burnt down. His didn't. He said to the Kotzker, you're a Navi. You're a prophet. He said, I'm not a prophet. Shem doesn't give an assign a Yid can't handle. I saw he couldn't handle it, so it didn't happen. I saw he couldn't handle it, so I knew. So Azriel said, I can't stand that story. What was Azriel asking? I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of you. You should not like that story. Azriel says, see, you're telling my Nisyonist, anything I have, you can handle it. Thank you, Hashem. So I'm just so happy with my Nisyonist. Hashem never gives you can't handle. You schmack. It's all. So now, like, okay, all my difficulties, it's good for me. Kol man davar rachman al tavav. It's everything's good. Yid just came by. He's going to sit shiva for 7 days. What's he say? Whatever Hashem does is for the good. It's good. What's he grieving? What's he crying? He's supposed to cry and grieve, and we're supposed to give space for grieving. It's this world. Yeah. So I'd like to share what the Svasemis says on this kasha. The friction we face is Yaakov Avinu had a promise from Hashem it's going to be fine, and the Pasuk says Yaakov Avinu's afraid. It's crazy. The Pasuk says, Vayira Yaakov Mighty. He's very scared. scared, and he has no emunah. If I saw him afraid, the greatest Yaakov Avinu, Bechira Avos, and Yaakov Avinu is shaking. Vayiri Yaakov Mighty is very. I would say Yaakov didn't God emunah. God Hashem, I told you it's going to be fine. I would picture Yaakov Avinu like whistling. Everybody's like, what is he so calm for? Esav has guns blazing. And he's like singing a little bit of Arminigan. His mom is singing the Bardichim, it's Geshmak. And everybody's like wondering what's wrong with him. He just pushed it. Emunah, Hashem told him it's going to be fine. Yaakov Avinu's shaking. And he does his shtadlus in his fear. He prays. In his fear, he prepares for war. He separates the machna. The two machnais, the chassidish svarim, the two machnais, he knew there were different avoidas. There were yidnu who were learning yom of alayla, yidnu should work and learn, who should work also, be Isaac in this. He made, Yaakov Avinu did achanais, big things. He sent gifts to Esav, a lot of things. He was machnia to his brother. Big things went on. I thought he had a promise from Hashem. What is happening? It's a pella. So the Sfasemis was like bothered by this kasha. It's not like a minor kasha. It's like, it's bizarre. We study our avos. This Yaakov is where we come from. This is me and you. It's us. Yaakov's frightened. This is real. This is Torah, Rabbi say. Yaakov Avinu is afraid. It's a pella. He had a promise from Hashem. If he'd be afraid, I'd be literally like so confused by this. Yaakov, did you hear? The way the Sfasemis expressed, he said it from his aid. The Sfasemis, like many tzaddikim, had a tough childhood. Many tzaddikim had difficult. If somebody had an easy childhood, shouldn't think he can't be a tzaddik. The word tzaddikim had easy childhood. Most of them had very rough childhood, just the way it is. The Sfasemis was raised by his grandfather. That's crazy. He didn't have his parents. He was raised by the Chdushei Arim Zeda. That's wild, not that parents. He was... The Sfasemis went through challenges, big challenges. He said over from his Zeda, the Chdushei Arim. The Chdushei Arim raised the Sfasemis. And he said over Torah from the Chdushei Arim, this is not a vert, this is life. He said, and the way I'm explaining it, through Reb Yonis and Hope, through my friend, Emunah does not mean not to feel, not to be human, not to be present. There's nothing to do with Emunah. We're human beings. We feel. If somebody's hurt, you say, how are you feeling to a friend? I'm in crazy pain. To say I'm exactly how God wants me to feel, like there's such a madrego, whatever happens exactly what Hashem wants, we don't cancel the human experience. Hashem, chas v'sholem, chas v'sholem. Hashem made me, I'm hurting a lot. There's a part of me that knows for sure I'm in pain, I'm in serious pain. It hurts a lot. It hurts a lot. Hurts a lot. It's not part of faith. I know that everything I go through, Hashem wants. Why am I even in pain? Because I'm a human being. And by the way, the emotions and the inner world, Hashem wants also. That's part of the experience. What the guarantee from Hashem? So why does Esav come loaded with guns? Hashem promised. Why didn't Hashem send Esav with a banner? Welcome home, brother. Brother, I love you, and Esav should come. Beautiful balloons with gifts for you. Esav comes with guns. And Hashem wants the human experience, which is part of that. Each emotion, Hashem wants that. That is the experience, and we're honest, Hark. We don't have to pretend. Our experience is real. We could really feel what we feel. Real. Real. The human experience. If I'm learning... And it's not geschmack. This is boring. That's a part of the human experience. Don't ignore it and pretend that I'm supposed to be. Stop. Yaakov Avinu with avtacha from Hashem could still be afraid. Amazingly, we're human. Somebody coming, Yaakov Avinu, a human who's worked on and a madrega, and yet he's afraid, of course. And by the way, the human being knows that that response is part of my story, part of the avodah. Chassidus engaged this world and each nuance of the world. This wasn't a side thing to Chassidus. It didn't ask somebody, be good, Baruch Hashem. How are you doing? I'm in a lot of pain. I'm hurting. It's not just, it's great, it's wonderful. No, there's something going on. There's a sugya. and the nuance of the sugya, the specifics. It's nobody's fault. It's nobody's fault. When you systemize Yiddishkeit, so people do the, they get to the punchline. How are you feeling? Exactly what Hashem wants. Baruch Hashem. You're canceling this world. Don't cancel a world Hashem made. What Azriel said, I don't like that. That whatever Nisayan I have, I'm in a lot of pain. You're telling me I'm in serious pain. I feel like I can't handle the Nisayan. That and that experience is important. It's a good thing to be aware of. And I'm not saying we can't bring ourselves. And this Yaakov Avinu could live in these two spaces. He lives, it's called Yediyah and Bechira, that's what this is called in Svarim. And Yaakov Avinu could nail it. Yaakov Avinu, who lives with the Avtach of Hashem, and lives with Hashem, and is fully aware of the Avtach of Hashem. And then he lives with all the human conditions. Think about the fear of Yaakov, it became prayer. The fear of Yaakov became protecting his family. Beautiful, established. He split up his family. There's big sugyas, what he did. They're a different type of yidden. He made yidden that were learning full-time, yidden that are working, and both of them are needed. And each machna has a deep, eternal value. And a lot of special things. And then he was machnia to Esam and Golas. Each of his responses were very big stuff. Big madragas. From living in this world, and it comes out that Emuna is not a denial of this world or the experience of this world. Emuna's not, well, I have Emuna now. It's not that way. I once studied the sugya with the chevra. Everybody knows if you get embarrassed, so shayim cherpasim, einim mishivin, people are like, oh, give me a bracha, you were just embarrassed. Give a bracha. So it shouldn't be embarrassing anymore. It shouldn't be bad. It's such a good thing. Yisurim bring people to big madregas. So do Yisurim hurt? If I know how great Yisurim are, it's not that way. We're human beings. And the experience of the human is very, very chashuv. The fear of Yaakov's a big thing. Don't be afraid to feel at all. And your experience, real emuna, is that you could shine a light on all the human experience. How are you feeling? Miserable. So much pain. Then the friend mamish is with you in that pain, and together two yidden hold hands and come to madregas. We're feeling exactly the way Hashem wants me to feel. That's like yidden could get places and come places and bring themselves places to just shut down the world. I'm feeling exactly what Hashem wants. I'm sorry for even caring about you, you about me. I'm sorry we're both here. Hashem shouldn't have designed this. No, He designed this world. There's a space for this world. There's a space for the human in this world. I'm hurting. And then we feel, I told the Chevra that in the summer I had a pinched nerve and I had pain for 7 weeks. I was in agony. I was very upset at Hashem because I learned from at first I denied it to myself. I was a liar to myself. It's a kfirah. It's a kfirah. They're not being upset at Hashem. But I learned from guys here, be honest, Daniel, knock it off. So then I admitted to myself, I'm angry. I admitted to myself, I was angry. You could say, oh, I'm not angry, or just make believe you're not. Or just say, I'm exactly what Hashem wants me, but that's not what you're feeling. And Hashem made me that way. I came to places of gratitude that I hadn't come to in years from the space of being upset. I started like thinking about it. Once I was engaged with Hashem, I didn't ignore Him. I started thinking about how many gifts Hashem gives me. I was literally like sheepish. I said to Hashem, I haven't like thanked you very much for many things. It's funny, I'm all upset. A parent like sends $50 a week to their son. 1 week, the parent doesn't send their son. Tati, I'm so... Then the kid's like, Tati, I don't know how to say, I'm a little embarrassed. I haven't thanked you in like 16 years. So I know I'm upset now. His being upset has caused him to engage with his father. He was just oblivious. The being upset, he was engaged. And being engaged, he started. Hashem made the anger. That's part of Hashem made the fear. You know how many places a yid gets from being afraid? That's this world that we live in. Chassidus valued this world. They weren't a negation. Chassidus taught that you could find Hashem in this world. Mala ha'aretz kinyanecha, we said from the Maggid. The world is full of opportunities to be kind to Hashem. That's what the Maggid said on the words in Tehillim. Kufdalin Mala Haaretz Kinyanecha. The world is full of opportunities to acquire Hashem. A person's fear, person, I'm afraid, but I'm scared.
Wow.
Person, get Mala Haaretz Kinyanecha. You don't have to deny the human experience. To ask how you feeling, I'm exactly where Hashem wanted to be. You're a denier of what Hashem wanted to be. You're hurting. You're angry. You're in pain. Be present. Be present. Stop covering it. Be present. Come in present. Be a person. Engage as a person. I'm not when we institutionalize things and we say maskanas, you know, Gemara is written every Havamina. I think it's remarkable that Shas says the discussion. Why not just tell us the conclusions? Because if you just live the conclusions, people don't. The human experience is the question, is the journey, is the story. Ironically, if you just say the conclusions, you like negate our whole world. The conclusions is a world everybody's just. I spoke to a bacher last night from a stark yeshiva, very stark. He looks around; his whole class is stark, and it doesn't feel right. Doesn't feel right. He looks at it. What's wrong with me? Everything's right with him. He's just never so honest. It's tragic how honest. He's honest. It's good. It's good. You get places from there. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. What am I connecting to? How do I connect? Where does it mean? What does it mean? Don't be afraid. We're not looking just to maskan. I'm exactly the Hashem wanted me. No, there's a journey. I'm hurting. I'm hurt. Vayira Yaakov Ma'oid. Yaakov Avinu is very scared. Carrying a havtacha from Hashem. Carrying a promise from Hashem. Because emuna doesn't mean that the human experience is canceled. It's not what it does. It's not the reality. It means there are spaces to get to. It allows the person to be present in the situation. By the way, it allows to say, God promised me, so what's happening? So then I just know my whole journey. This must be, he wants me to be afraid. It must be, I don't know. Within my matzav, I can like get places. I can connect. I'm thinking, by the way, I might ask Hashem, I don't understand. You told me, okay, that's good. I know a big tzaddik who gives like promises. So people are afraid. He gives a promise and it doesn't happen. People are like, I don't know. Go back and yell. He wants people to come back to him. That, like Mamish, that's Hashem conversation. You told me. You said you're engaged. You're engaged. You're supposed to say to Hashem, I don't understand it. I need lo mevin. I don't understand. I don't understand Hashem. The big tzaddikim always spoke to Hashem like that. L'chu navni v'achacha, come fight me. Really engage me. Real, be engaged with Hashem. I don't understand.
Remember saying emunah is present?
Yes. Emunah is to be present with Hashem. Yes, absolutely. The Sfasemes says this. That's he's explaining Chazal. So Yaakov Avinu's Vayira Maid with Emunah. This is a perfection of Emunah. He's present to his story. By the way, he had Emunah that his fear was Negeya. Look, he did all these different things from his fear. Be present to your story. Don't be afraid. So what Azriel was saying, I don't like that. He was saying, don't crush everything. All minus Yainus. It's all just Gamzul. See, he was saying something. And the Kotzker knew this experience, that the human experience. And by the way, the human being feeling in a sionist that I can't handle it. So there's a sugya and Hashem, there's even, I don't understand, you gave me something I feel I can't handle. Don't be afraid to be present with information. It doesn't mean not to know the information. We live this way. This is the human experience. Carrying the avtacha of Hashem and bringing the light to every part of our experience. That's what it means to live here. That's what it means to be here. Not to be afraid of that at all. At all, not to be afraid. It's a presentness. It's beautiful to be, and we're created right by Hashem, and we could be present to our conditions and our situations.
Scary.
Could be, yeah, for sure. For sure, there are reasons to escape from. For sure.
A place where you're not scared.
Who said we're supposed to get to the place? Is what to do with our things. That's very cool. Look what Yaakov Avinu's fear became. Prayer. There's prayer. Not scared to feel, he does feel. Vayira Yaakov Ma'id. The Sfas Emes says he feels. He feels he's frightened. And things come from that. From that space, prayer became. From that space, he protected his family. Beautiful things came from the space of the human experience. So Emuna, we're redefining Emuna. This guy who's... I'm feeling exactly... He's asking like a kasha. I shouldn't be upset. I'm exactly what Hashem wants me. That doesn't mean you shouldn't be upset. I'm very upset. I'm very upset and angry and working through. And I could take that and bring that to Hashem and engage Hashem through that, in that, with that. That's the opportunity of this world. Yes, Yisrael.
Don't you think there should be a level like that when you believe in God enough that it doesn't matter because God...
That's why we're learning this Vasemis. That's why I wanted to learn. The answer is not in this world. It's not supposed to be. That's why we're learning. That's why we're learning this. Amazing. Yeah. I like. Now I'm happy. Yisrael's like, this is crazy. Perfect. If you ever get that, we're not human anymore. You'll tell me. I don't think we should shut down. I'm very good at the game. Yisrael, I'm like a gadol hador in not feeling. So you know, you hear the stories of Gedolim. He went to a certain Sarah and he ignored it. I'm a God like that. I can ignore any, but it's there. Before I met the guys, before I... Maybe. I hear that. I hear a lot. I'm talking specific to Yisrael. I want to say, don't shut out a certain part of ourselves. That's what I want to say. If you tell me, could a person be that even though we'll be what we'll be, feel what we need to feel. Hashem designed, that's all I'm saying. Don't shut out a part of ourselves. We could easily do it. We can intellectualize, we're good at that. Don't shut out the experience. I'm talking to somebody who has many years, decades experience of doing this, Yisrael, of shutting out. I promise a lot is lost. Connection, relationship, ultimately to God, is lost when we shut out our experiences. I had tremendous nachas. My son went through something and it was a struggle to just function. I had tremendous nachas. I was like great at just... The next Shacharis, the next Mincha. He was struggling to function. I had nachas from it. He's present to his story. Connection is there. Tremendous things. I spoke about Rav Silverman. He's not here. What I see in Rav Silverman is somebody who experiences. He's not pushing away parts. When my son shared the difficult thing in front of me, I was there, my wife and I were there, it was jaw-dropping. My son shared their Silverman. My instinct is to solve and problem solve and say, it's the Shadua. He told Rev Silverman, Silverman burst out crying. I saw this in my own eyes, just started bawling like a baby mamish. There's a presentness, you know, where you get to from Madregas, where Hashem designed us. The Bardetchever said we have to learn from children. As is tut vei mevent, if it hurts, we cry. What do you mean? Isn't there a madrega not to be to so? No, we're human. We're human beings. Correct. It's not a lack of emunah. Correct. That's the chiddush of today. Shir Leli. This is what the Svasema says, that it's not a lack. Yeah.
In the Torah, does it say if like Yaakov did the right thing or the wrong thing?
Because
like I can like.
The Sfas Emes is saying it's based on the Gemara Brachas Tasamach Yimel. It's the right thing. Yeah. That's what was.
I feel like myself in like fifth grade and like my Rebbe saying like this is one of the big mistakes that Yaakov made. Like he didn't have a moon. Like,
no.
Yeah. Good call.
It's a complicated sugya, Daniel. Because it's a complex thing. I learned as a little kid not to be jealous. Now, I have a kasha, but I get jealous. So there's a sugya, don't crush it. You could just shame the jealousy and just say, I'm not jealous. You're not allowed, but I am. So then there's a sugya, then I have a process. Then I have to have a process. And Hashem designed me to have a process. I could talk and go on walks and like get real places. I want to say one day when a guy is insulted by his wife and he ignores that, He ignores that. He ends up being a bad husband, a bad father. Not he acts out. Certain people rage. What people do is shut down parts of themselves. Their kids, your kids will say things to you, and I promise you, you'll be insulted from your kids. If you don't know how to acknowledge and live your sugya, you're not chassidish. Chassidish is to realize the different circumstances of our life are exact. If you ignore your insult, and you can, you'll be able to. You'll be strong, you'll be special, and you'll gauge your kid. You shut off parts of yourself. Now, it doesn't mean to tell your kid you're insulted. It means to go on a walk. Say, hey, whoa, that was insulting. Feel. Hashem designed us right. Don't worry. Go on a walk. You get places. You're present to yourself. From your insult, you'll come to cool places. There, I promise, you'll come cool places. Really live your story. Hashem built us right. Be afraid. Don't be afraid to be afraid. You're afraid. Say there. Somebody say, isn't that against them? Well, no, it's against them. Well, I was angry at Hashem. You taught me. I learned from the Chevra. It was so shameful. I was angry at Hashem. It was like so embarrassing. I'd rather not. I shouldn't tell you. Chil Hashem. Maybe it shouldn't be recorded today. I don't know what to tell you. Say, you allowed? He made me. I don't know. I'm not allowed. I'm telling you that from that space, I came to very good places. It brought me very good places. And the experience of our life are not meant to shut down. We actually can show up with them and get places, beautiful spaces. The person who's going through tzar, so how are you feeling to a friend? It actually hurts a lot. And then the friend like feels with him, his mamish and tzar with him. And together, two yid and the tzar take comfort in the fact that they feel each other's tzar. And together then they both come to places. Hashem runs the world and they feel together, emuna, together, tzazamen, we're shayach to real things. That's what I want to share with the chevra. I want to ask, we have guests, I'm blabbing, I'm saying, I'm like darshaning here, sfas emes, speaking about what chassidus is. This is like chassidus 101. There's not like this a nice verse from the sfas emes. The inner world that matters. The chashivas of the engagement in this world. That's what all Hasidic stories were about, traveling. This is traveling, is when you're afraid, is the journey. It's not just the maskana and the conclusion. It's not just that. What I want Shlomo to do is I want a song. I want him to do a song. I want to express that in music, I love the low parts. If you know music, music is all friction. That's all what music is friction. I see in the low parts, and I could be wrong, and this music is friction. Everybody knows it's opposing. I see in the low parts is like the story, is the journey, is the difficult feeling. People love getting quickly to the high part. The high parts, geschmack, a low part. I weirdly, like in yeshiva, we sing the low parts a lot of times. But I get to the high part. I think the low part sets up the beauty of the high part. Sing the low part, nachmum. Let's get it, the mamish, the high part, the... But the low part, the friction, the question, the difficulty, the emotion, I'm afraid, I'm scared, I'm not ready for the geschmack. And the more I could sit in the low part, the high part's so much nicer. It explodes in like a beautiful way, the high part. So I like repeating the low part, but all of music has this aspect. I want to express that we're coming to a Chag of Chanukah. We're coming to a Yantav of Chanukah, which is a light in the darkness. That we can, we're coming to that space. If you know what Chanukah is, Purim is there is no darkness. That's what Purim is. Purim is the Asad Lava, is already the start of the Gula. Chanukah's mamish in the Galus is there's darkness around, but there's a beautiful light. Gratitude, I can discover Hashem. It lights up the darkness. Purim's a whole different thing. Purim is the Asad Lava, is I see the darkness was never really darkness. I see the enemy never really, it was the enemy before. Kaidma Maka, it's a different thing. But now we're in Chanukah. Now we're in Chanukah. And we can come to spaces, like beautiful spaces. I got a knock on my door, one of the most Chanukah Dika visits I ever got in my life. A guy in yeshiva knocked on my door at 12:30 at night. You know little kids knock... Adults knock. If you ever get a knock, adults knock. Like an adult adult. You want to tell them? I'm here. Okay. Little kids. Let me in. It's something beautiful about it.
If Shabbos afternoon, every frum person's home, see your kids, friends, little kids, you'll ever listen, they not. There's something beautiful. I'm here, let me in, let's go. I have a want, and there's something beautiful about it. We should have aspects of the little kid. That's a little kid's knock. They knock very aggressively, very strongly, and they bang hard. 12:30 on Hanukkah night, I get such a child knock on the door, like a drilling of my wife. And I look, it's not Shabbos afternoon. I answer the door. One of our guys is crying like a baby. He needed to sit down. He could not talk. I'm telling you, he couldn't talk. He needed to sit down. And he expressed, it's Hanukkah. You're supposed to light in your house. I have no home. He said, I'm not comfortable in a dorm. I have no home. I'm X and X age. And he just was crying. Mamisha, a chayshech. He was experiencing the chayshech. He said, Rebbe, where do you want me to light? I should light where? He traveled a long distance just to cry and express, where am I supposed to light? Where should I light my candle? Experience, he's feeling the chayshech. Now, that guy's not supposed to light, like, forget your stuff. In the chayshech, there's an art, the spaces he can get to, in his journey, in his process, he shouldn't, like, forget your stuff and just, come on, emuna. He's feeling, he's working through. His very want for a bias is meaningful. And there's a space he got to. The guy eventually lit his ner. I'll never forget his ner in my whole life. He lit a ner that night. Whoa, did he light a ner that night? Light your ner, and it lights up the chayshach. But we can get there. There's something called distance. There's a fear. Yisrael's describing, like in us, the loving world, Yisrael is a big person. He's a das person. I'm going to teach. We're going to work. I'm a guy. You taught me to cry. I'm going to hand what the guys gave me to me. I'm going to try to hand to Yisrael. So, but this sugi of Yaakov Avinu is the sugi of Galus, is the Av of Galus. Vayira Yaakov Ma'id. Yaakov with Avtach is very, very afraid, and big things happen from there. Shlomo, let's do a song for Bar Mitzvah.
What's the gam
result? We're talking about the gam is like you have to spend on the gam years. Gam, even this stinky, horrible situation. That's the gam, you cry for hours with the gam. And Zula Toiv, it's a journey. And gam Zula. Come, Schleimer. Doesn't say Zula Taiva. Gam. Don't ever forget the gam.
Rebbe, what do you mean?
Well, I want to do a song as Ezreal, but we can hold the question. This whole shiur, I'm just explaining you, Ezreal.
I know.
What you did during the thing was
elite. But then Rebbe backed off right at the end.
No backing off.
Rebbe said he's not sure if he should have done it.
Who said that?
Rebbe. You said it.
No, I should have done it. But let's think of a good song.
Getting angry at Hashem.
One second.
Yeah, we need a song, bro.
Should we do that in the spirit? Is that hard on you?
Are you doing
David, do you know the Waterbury Anim Zmiris? Do that for David. Hoy melibi al daydech. We crave Hashem's friendship. Hoy melibi al daydech. Let's do this for the Bar Mitzvah Bacher. Yaisit behave.
I'll tell you all things.
nafshi chamda. V'tzel yadecha. V'ilo nas koraz. Rasnoi decha. V'ay midei davri b'y decha.
Of Chassidus, the inner world of the journey, the Balatanya wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, and to his chagrin, he can't. He can't go to Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to badly. All his friends went. Picture the scenario. All your friends go. I'm just talking to my daughter about seminary. Picture a scenario. All your friends go to Eretz Yisrael next year, and you don't go. Picture a scenario. Shverim, matzim. All your friends are there, not you. The Balatanya wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. Deep, deep kisufim, a desire, tremendous gaguim. Mamish craving for Eretz Yisrael, he can't go. You know why he couldn't go, David? He didn't want to leave Klal Yisrael. His Talmidim, he needed him. Tremendous sar. He mamish wanted to go, David. Mamish. See, he decides he can't go, but Epis, he's going to send a few dollars to help the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael. Kailul Chabad is not supporting... Supporting Kohl is amazing. Amazing. It's not just not what it is. Kohl Chabad is money for poor people in Eretz Yisrael. Say the Baal HaTanya of Shneir Zalman sends some dollars to Eretz Yisrael. 225 years later, something like that, it's $100 million organization. $100 million. It's the oldest stock organization in Am Yisrael. For poor people, the budget's about $100 million a year. 100 million from the Baal HaTanya in Eretz Yisrael supporting. It's so the story of Chassidus. He was in Eretz Yisrael, mamish. The want, the kisufin, the desire, the frustration. It's a $100 million Chassid organization today, but of course, the journey. Yeah, they give out $100 million a year. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. But just the journey, Daniel, to a Yid's desires and wants and struggles, it's the story of Galus itself. $100 million are coming to Ani Eretz Yisrael from the Baal HaTanya's like frustrations and difficulties. And our worries, our feelings, our wants are big things, and there are big spaces there. From those, if we don't ignore those spaces, if we plug in and get in there and dig in, big things happen. So... The very stuck. It's what you know. It's $100 million stuck. Anything, Ellie?
Second
season. Lely's ready. Lely's like, let's go. He wants to start. I'm handling here still, Lely.
Potential.
Yeah.
What's potential?
Where'd Shlaima go? Shlaima, let's do more. Let's do more.
Yes. Yes.
The shul, just to tell you, Rabbi Bash's shul is the Bardetchva shul, right? The Bardetchva shul, yeah. The shul is called the Bardetchva shul. Avi Weiner, the Weiner brothers, Avi Eitan Maish, the three brothers, are Bardetchva Enikloch. They come from the Bardetchva Zecher, yeah. They come from the Bardetchva, listen. We should probably do Chasayf for anyone, stopping. The Chevra's feeling Chasayf? Not yet? Yosef's not yet.
Yo, what do you say?
What's the new sushi? What was that? Kili Shuasta. Shlomo, check out this one. Check out this song, Simon.
Mitzapim lecha, tamid Yeshua. Likil Yeshuascha, kivinu kol hayad. Mitzapim lecha, tamid Yeshua. Likil Yeshuascha. I'm going to go to the hospital. Shuascha, Kibinu Kal Hayam, Umetzav Lecha, Haytam Edi Yeshua, Haykili Shuascha, Kibinu Kal Hayam, Umetzav Lecha, Haytam Edi
song. Before Shlomo does another song, I want to tell Azriel, I want to tell the Chevra Chiddush. I'll tell you Chiddush about this sugya of like learning your experience. We used to use the word ADHD, like it's been retired in yeshiva. It's not a sugya, but people put so much in that word and don't analyze things. How many guys, Shlomo, I guarantee, and I want you to think about this, Shlomo. How many guys walk out of a shiur I leave? I was bored and they walk out, just boring. I don't sit, it's hard for me to sit. And really something was hitting. They were upset, they're not relating to something. I think so many times, and guys don't trust themselves. You'll sit at a shiur, Shlomo, and things will resonate. You're like, yeah. Then you had another shiur. I'm not connecting to what, so you could just walk out, boring. I would love a guy to ask, what did he say and why didn't I connect? And you'll discover things. In the human experience, this is where Vayira Yaakov Ma'ayit, and you like learn your sugya. How many guys have he walked out? I was just bored. There was something, why weren't you connecting to that? Often the person themselves wasn't connected to what they're saying. Often they were saying something like, Azriel spoke up, he felt there was something, like it's not validating my experience. I can't connect, I'm not supposed to connect to that. And instead of like analyzing the experience, we walk out. I would ask a guy to sit in, and he's disconnected, and it is boring. Why aren't I connected? And to try to discover things, he's saying, because it's just boring. It's not, there's something I find when guys start thinking about, I could tell the speeches that I'm there, and I'm like drawn, and I'm not, and I analyze it. I figure out what's bothering you, Daniel. Why are you not moving towards Tyra? What's he saying? What's not being said? Where's the connection? What's faltering here? The Vayira Yaakov Ma'ayit, the world of Chassidus, is to analyze the inner world, the human experience. It means something. It counts. Guy shuts up. It's boring. What happened? I don't know. Why'd you walk out of your Rebbe Shia? What happened? What did he say? You'd be shocked how... I'm not always saying... Avi, how many times do guys leave some Shia and just say, I can't sit, ADHD. That's not what happened. Now, he just thinks he's bad. I don't have good attention span. You're not grabbing onto something for a good reason. And your good reason is a real sugya. You'd actually study. You actually, a lot of times, the one who walks out is a certain emistikite that's in him. He doesn't know. He's not following his experience. He's not asking on the experience. thought of as he was walking out, like he was. There are guys in yeshiva who talk a lot by davening. There's a sugya. Who all of a sudden davening starts, they're talking. There's a sugya if they would analyze themselves. They just, I just have trouble sitting. That's not what's happening. It's not what's happening. Something's happening. There's a sugya. If you study yourself, what's happening? He's upset about something this far. There's a sugya. There's a sugya. We have to learn our sugya. The details of the inner story matter. Vayiri Yaakov Moed. And he's attuned to that, and big sugyas happen. Shlomo, that song is elite. That's a Zusha. The song he did. Yeah, we're going to do that many more times, right? Well, only one more time. Oh, he means right now. Well, really beautiful song. Did you say showed you that? Yosef showed you that? Yosef, thank you. Yosef discovered it.
Rebbe, I want to sing you
that. Really? You like that one? Where's the bar mitzvah bacher still here? Oh, let him in. I'll let him.
He was bored.
The other room was
bored.
That's how we like it. That's it. Am I right, Zevi? It's so often people think that they uptight just, it was bored. What happened? What was... You could learn a lot of things in those situations. You could study things. Michal, what song are you tempted for? Isn't that beautiful? You're in Tazriel, you like that? Tashma King, you want to rock it back? Yeah. So let's all sing Azriel once and Azriel Shigen. All right, Levi? Let's do Tatima King together. Yeah. That's all together. It's not fair to Shlomo sang it. Yoel and David, let's sing Tatima King. Hey. Come, come, David, back in the house.
On the boys.
Never let go of me, I need you.
Shimon composed the song on Hallel. We're about to say Hallel for over a week. Maybe you'll share with the Chevra Shims. You're in the zone. Michael, while he does the song, I want you to think of a song you connect to, and right after you do any song in the world. Any, so it could be an Indigo, that's a song. Any song that you feel you connect to. What? I don't know why. Are the Chevras preparing Michal? Are the Chevra preparing the odes? Every guy, you gotta write an ode. Asriel, Ephraim, you're writing your ode. Sing about another guy.
Can I give you a present?
Zicher. The main thing is the ode. One morning I'll be doing the odes. There's big Torah from Reb Nachman. I sing to Hashem with my oid. I want you to prepare a beautiful oid about somebody else. Speak about his oid, his uniqueness. Ephraim, you're gonna write a good one. Very important. Not very important. You're gonna write a good oid.
He's very good.
Thank you, Simon. Take it away, Shimon.
He thinks I'm like
I'm trying.
I have to. I like that.
You could do a
kalbach. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. But then call up Josh. Where's Joshy? Where's Joshy? Wants you to
go for it. Go for it.
Let's go.
Woo!
We're trying to get this down by Hanukkah, the Breslover Meisur. Daniel, let's see if we can get the Breslover Meisur by Hanukkah. Let's try to get it by Hanukkah. I want Avi to learn this by Hanukkah.
Yes, my Lord is coming.
That got us in trouble. It's going to take time. It's a drink. one song from here for the cover, but face the whole island. Anything you feel.
Yeah, I want your open toes on this. Oh, we want some add nine, some E7.
Where's E7?
Honestly, where is E7? Somebody want to call E7?
Let's go, Mike.
E7?
Say hello.
Yo.
Say what?
Hello.
Let's go, we'll do that after his song.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
He's one of ours.
He's one of our guys.
Do one day, Michael. Let it out. Let's go. Play one day. Let's go, Simon.
Let's go, Arya.
Okay, 1 second. Where's my phone? One second. Takes a second. It's four chords, like in the key of C. No. Just new. There's a lot of songs in this little brain of mine.
Last name's literally singer. I gotta have a lot more.
Yo.
Guys, don't see that connection.
Where's his voice with him?
His connection.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.